Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxations, positive affirmations, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength and happiness. Okay, so big welcome to Trina Haggerty, who is a gorgeous mum and also an accountant and clients of mine for Mindfulness Pilates. So big welcome, Trina. Thank you so much for being roped in today to the podcast.
No problem.
So let's talk all about your Pilates journey. So what was the reason that you started doing Pilates?
In my 20s, I suffered terribly with sciatica, and I'd been to physios and chiropractors and even had, sort of various different injections in my back as well. It had got so bad. But it wasn't until I was in my sort of early 30s and a physio recommended coming along to a Pilates class. Somebody I knew attended your classes in Hatfield, and I lived locally, and I started going along to your classes then.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? How long ago is that now?
Oh, it's like 20 odd years ago. Yeah, it was before I had Sydney. And then obviously when I had Sydney, I used to bring her along as a baby and do the classes with her as a baby as well, bouncing her on the ball. So
I remember that. Because I was doing actual postnatal, bring your baby along postnatal classes at the time as well, wasn't I?
Yeah, no, which was great. And we even got a picture in the paper, didn't we?
I wrote many of you into the local newspaper. I had a column for 16 years, Pilates column in the newspaper for 16 years there, and I wrote you in. So thank you for that. But you also had prolapsed discs as well, didn't you?
I mean, it was really, it's just been the sciatica. I've been struggling with my back and it's still not amazing now, but it's much, much better than it was. I mean, you don't expect to have back problems when you're sort of 25 years old. The sciatica really.
Yeah, and how has it helped in this time? So we'll talk about your, it'd be quite nice because it's obviously been over 20 years that I've known you now. So how's it helped on the journey? And then we'll talk about obviously last year and this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, certainly when I started coming to the classes all those years ago, I mean, it just made a massive difference. I mean, all the physios, you know, spent literally hundreds and hundreds of pounds going to see various physios and having acupuncture as well. And it just didn't help at all. But when once I started going to Pilates, it just made a real difference. It completely changed it, made it much more manageable. It was much better for me, without a shadow of a doubt. And that was even sort of having a baby at home as well, and then obviously had Lillian, so two small children sort of running around after them. I don't think I could have done that without sort of attending Pilates classes. Definitely not.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then obviously you moved a bit further away, and then what happened next?
Yes, I mean, we moved up to Letchworth, so not close enough to come to Pilates classes, unfortunately. So I did look around and I did attend some other classes, but they just weren't the same. There were just too many people in the class. And I mean, luckily, because I'd done Pilates for quite some time, I had a better idea of what I was doing. But there were people in the class that, you know, never done it before. And the teacher wasn't really correcting them or talking about, you know, how to actually do the exercises properly, in my opinion anyway. So I was a bit disillusioned. So I hadn't done Pilates for a while. And then of course we had lockdown last year. And then it was I knew your sister, I discovered sort of who she was when I met her at one of the Wibben meetings. And she said that you were doing classes online. And I thought, brilliant, you know, that means I can, you know, have you as a teacher again and start doing Pilates again. So which was great.
And here we are. If you're wondering what Wibben is, it's Women in Business, and it's fantastic. So yeah, then you start doing Pilates with me online on Zoom. What is that like for you?
Well, I never imagined I would use Zoom to do a Pilates class, but you know, one of my daughters, she'd been doing her ballet online, and I thought, you could see how it worked. It's much better than going to a big class where you're just, you know, one of 30. The teacher can't even see you and know what you're doing, doesn't know your name, who you are, what your problems are. You know, it's much more, you know, there's only a few people in the class. You can see what we're doing. You can correct us, tailor it to, you know, what we want to do, especially now that, you know, I'm doing on a one-to-one with you. It's even more help, really, because it's just specifically for me and what my needs are. I would never have dreamt of doing a Zoom Pilates class. I mean, it's very, very strange, but it works. I mean, it does actually work. Definitely.
Yeah, it's amazing. And how do you find, you also get a recording as well, and I encourage you to practice regularly and incorporate it into your lifestyle. And I'm always encouraging you to practice 6 minutes a day. But something that you found, do you find that helpful, me motivating and encouraging you to do a little bit, even a minute's practice a day or 6 minutes a day?
I think it definitely helps. I mean, I'm not the greatest. I mean, as you know, I struggle for in between classes doing any extra, but if you weren't nagging me, I wouldn't do anything. So you know, it definitely, you know, does help, and having the recordings as well, and you know, even your Facebook group, all of that, you know, being able to see different bits and pieces that you do, it definitely makes a difference. So it's great. Thank you.
And how do you find it, because we always do, obviously I'm always focusing for you on your back and all of that, and you got a puppy lately, didn't you? Year you got a puppy.
I was talking to it, well, I wasn't talking to it, I wanted a puppy. Well, we wanted a dog, but we ended up with a puppy, which I didn't realize was obviously gonna be quite so much hard work, but he's lovely. But of course, we've been going to puppy training classes, and that's a lot of bending down. And again, you know, when you've got a back that's a bit dodgy, it doesn't really help. And again, of course, you know, Pilates has helped me to make sure that I can still keep moving around and taking him for lots of long walks. So, it definitely helped.
Yeah, because when you'd started the puppy training, rewinding a little bit, when you started the puppy training, your back was getting quite painful, wasn't it? Yeah. And then you got to a pain-free stage with it.
It's definitely, it set it off again. It was, my back was definitely not in a very good place. And then doing the Pilates sort of brought it back again and has made it a lot more easier to deal with. And of course, working from home, you know, I've got a chair that isn't really brilliant. It's not designed for being sat on for 8 hours of the day on a computer using a laptop, and definitely doing some of the exercises, you know, actually remembering to stand up and go and do a bit of Pilates, stand in the garden with the dog. And you know, Beverly gave me some some real good tips on things that I could just do standing up in the garden while watching the dog. You know, it's definitely made a difference.
Yeah, so you're actually doing more Pilates than you realise, because I think you don't always have to get the mat out, do you? You can, like, you know, I've given you things to do when you're throwing the ball, in between throwing the ball for Leon the puppy dog. And
Definitely. And even when I'm sat at the desk, I sometimes hear you and I think, oh, shoulders back, you know, or try and sit up a bit straighter, because I get like this. I'm kind of hunched over the computer and then I just think of you. Oh, no, shoulders back. Get them relaxed. So, yeah, you're just kind of in my ear reminding me about good posture, I suppose.
That's funny. Because I do teach you desk Pilates as well, don't I? You know, whether it's shoulder shrugs or circling your shoulders or doing some neck stretches or other desk stretches. Do you find those helpful then?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I know before Christmas, I said to you, I had that terrible pain down my neck, and I think it was from where I'd sort of slept awkwardly, and it did go on for quite a while. It wasn't just a couple of days. It must have been well over a week, but you know, I kept doing what you said, you know, and moving my neck, and even did, as you suggest as well, a bit of a massage on it. And it did actually go. So
yeah, it's really good. How do you enjoy the relaxation in class?
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, I don't really get a lot of a chance to actually do much relaxation on my own, either work, you know, working or dealing with children and dogs. Then yeah, it's my only one chance to sort of lie on the floor and forget about things and actually relax for a while. So I quite like that.
Yeah, we started today with a lovely, lovely relaxation at the beginning of your session today.
I think I need that every night, really. I think
you can treat yourself.
I know, and I know that I could literally just turn it on and I'm going to. The next time we speak in 2 weeks' time, I promise you, I'm going to have done that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll listen back to this podcast, because there's going to be a gorgeous relaxation for you and for you listening as well with the relaxation. Have you found it? Because I mean, life is like the waves of the sea. It's up and down, and sometimes are stressful. Have you found it helpful with things like stress relief as well?
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, with lockdown as well, you know, it's not as if we can, you know, I love swimming. It's one of the things that I really do enjoy doing. And of course, the swimming pools aren't open. So, you know, that was where I used to go to do some relaxation before starting Pilates again. And it's completely, filled that gap. otherwise, yeah, I think I'd be even more stressed out than I am now. And it's January and I'm an accountant. So, yeah, it's pretty stressful.
I'm so glad you come and do this, Trina. I'm so glad. Have you got any parting words of wisdom about Pilates, either of how it's helped you or what you'd like to say to you listening?
I think one of the things is, I mean, I love Pilates. It's one of my favourite forms of exercise. But, you know, not all classes are the same. And I must admit, you know, you're the best Pilates teacher I've ever come across. And I've had quite a few over the last sort of 20 odd years. And you're definitely, you're definitely better than any of the other ones that I've been along to. And try the Zoom. I wouldn't have imagined it would work so well, but it does. And it's made a massive difference to me and my back. So, yeah, definitely just give it a go. Just try it, really.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Trina. Yeah, I find that really interesting as well with Zoom, because I would over 22 years ago, I'd have never imagined I'd have gone from having, you know, dedicated studios with all the equipment and everything to having a studio at home. And actually, that is my lifelong path now, because it means I can teach you where you live and I can teach someone else in another part of the country or world and still get the same results and benefits and ambiance for you. So it's quite amazing, isn't it?
One of the good things, I suppose, that's come out of lockdown, we've had to find different ways of doing things. And it definitely works. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Trina Haggerty. Gorgeous Trina. Thank you so, so much for coming along today and sharing your amazing journey.
You're welcome.
Lots of love. So wasn't that just so inspirational and wonderful to talk to Trina today about her Pilates journey? And something that we always do in one-to-ones and the Mindfulness Pilates membership is relaxation. And today we've been doing a lavender 5-minute relaxation, which I'm going to treat you to right now. This is especially for you. You can curl up in bed, you can curl up on the sofa, you can sit, you can lie down for it. And a lot of my clients absolutely love essential oils, and I really do encourage creating that beautiful ambience at home or wherever you are at that moment, enjoying your mindfulness Pilates or relaxation meditation, to add in beautiful things like room sprays. And when I say that, I mean natural, really decent natural ones like aromatherapy ones. And I think essential oils like lavender and other essential oils and blends are lovely. So today's going to be a lovely 5-minute lavender relaxation for you. If you do have some lavender essential oil, if that feels right for you or you know you like it, then you can put a couple of drops next to your pillow. Some people like using an oil burner. I love just putting a couple of drops next to my pillow, or you can put on a couple of drops on the tissue next to you, whatever feels right for you. So really enjoy, really indulge, just stop multitasking, really indulge in these 5 minutes for you right here and right now. You might even want to tuck yourself up in a cozy blanket, you choose. Really, really enjoy the relaxation. Welcome to your lavender relaxation. Close your eyes, either sitting or lying down. Breathe and relax. You're just going to simply breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Relax. Relaxing more and more on each out breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Relax. And again, breathing in and breathing out. Relax. Relaxing in mind and body. Breathing in the scent of the beautiful essential oil of lavender. Lavender is such a beautiful, vibrant flower. And in your mind now, you're going to take yourself to a beautiful lavender field. This lavender field is awash with lavender, and it is just so, so beautiful. The temperature is perfect for you as you breathe and relax. And it's like you've got your own private lavender field. It's beautiful nature, and the colours are just so beautiful. The deep purples, but also the beauty of the sky, the clouds, the blue, and the surroundings. As the nature around the lavender field is really expansive, and you feel free as a bird. Breathe and relax. And just enjoy the relaxation abdominal breathing, where your tummy can just rise and fall. As you now breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Lying how, or sitting, however is comfortable for you. If you're lying, you can have your knees bent and your back support, or straight if that's comfortable for you. As you breathe in through your nose, out through your nose, relax. With a beautiful positive affirmation of I am, relax. And the scent of the lavender just naturally makes you feel more relaxed. And it's like a beautiful escapism of relaxation, serenity, peace. And you're just enveloped in this beautiful, beautiful surrounding of nature in your own private lavender field. And you can escape to your lavender field and your lavender relaxation whenever you like. All you do is close your eyes, breathe and relax. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you daydream in your lavender field now, just breathe and relax 10 more times in your own time. Relaxing more and more on each out breath. And just breathe and relax now. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And when any distractions float on by, just allow them to float on by and know that you can carry on breathing and relaxing. Giving gratitude for your time in your lavender field to breathe and relax. On the next in-breath, take a deep breath in or yawn. As you exhale, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take another deep breath in. And then as you exhale, wiggle your fingers and your toes again. Slowly coming out of meditation. On the next out breath, just slowly open your eyes. If you're lying down, then just slowly roll onto your side, come up to sitting. And it can be really nice after meditation to have a glass of water, perhaps pick a positive affirmation card. And your message of the day, your positive affirmation of the day is, I am peaceful. All is calm and well. I am at peace within. And very well done in your meditation today. Enjoy it anytime, and sending you lots and lots of love. So really hope you enjoyed that beautiful lavender relaxation. I went to this most wonderful lavender field once in Hertfordshire. It's called Hitchin Lavender, actually. Have you ever been to a lavender field? You have now in relaxation. If you haven't, you have now in relaxation. It's a beautiful thing, and it has so many relaxing properties, lavender. It really, really does. So I hope you enjoyed that a lot today. So slowly roll onto your side, come up sitting. Once you're sitting, just do a few little shoulder circles. Just sit nice and tall with good posture and breathe in. And breathe out. Perhaps a few happy shoulder shrugs just to wake up a little bit. Have some water after to be really good. Just to help you come round. Maybe open a window, have a little walk around. Maybe go for a walk, or at least have a walk around. Maybe get yourself a nice cup of tea. And we're going to do a positive affirmation card message together. I meant to do one with Trina with you today, but I forgot, something we always do in one-to-ones and in the Mindfulness Plus membership classes is I always pick you a personalized card message. So on the podcast every week, this card message is for you. The one I picked actually for Trina today was, I am patient. I easily wait my turn. And then you think or talk about what it means to you. Another really kind of therapeutic or inspirational way of using the cards is writing about what it means to you as well. So I'd love you to have a think about this one of, I am patient, I easily wait my turn. And the one I picked for me today, which is for you today, is the gratitude one, thank you. Say to yourself, thank you. Think of something you are grateful and happy about today. This message is from my Happy Kids cards, my deck of 52 different positive affirmation cards. And they're to bring more happiness, confidence and calm to both children's lives and you. But I do use them with every single adult client. They are amazing and I use them personally every morning. So what are you grateful for today, right here, right now? What are you grateful for in your life? And perhaps think of one thing you're grateful for in your work. What am I grateful for today? I'm just so grateful I get to do this podcast for you. That's a worky thing. I'm so grateful for my new clients that have joined my Mindfulness Pilates membership this week. It's been and had some inspirational feedback, which has been just really excited to work with my new clients in different ways because I've got so much to work on. It's very exciting. So finding that exciting. Oh, and somebody coming up in the podcast in a little while, not long. I've got three books to read. Oh my goodness. So I've got three books to read before interviewing this particular podcast guest. Her name is Sophia Koops and she's the author of Pain-Free Easy Steps to Happier, Healthier You. So I've got to read that one. Desperately Seeking a Pain-Free Self and The Muscle Whisperer, The Keys to Unlocking Your Back Pain. So very interested to read Sophia's take on that. That is an interview that's going to come up soon. So very, very soon. It's in the diary, so it'll be with you in the very, very near future as well. So I will be interviewing authors, physios, osteopaths, chiropractors. I've got some interesting guests as well. I'm really excited coming up as well is a client of mine I'm going to be interviewing about stress, who booked in because of stress. So very excited for you to hear Debbie's story coming up very, very soon. I think that's very prevalent right now. So that's going to be a really, really inspirational one coming up soon too. So yeah, there we are. That's it today. Takeaway tip, listen to Trina. Give it a go. Give it a whirl. At the very least, do the relaxation and have an amazing, amazing week. Thanks so much for coming. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.